Blog Talk Radio.
They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe. God, we believe for it. From the impossible, we'll see a miracle. God, we believe. God, we believe. We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what, there is power in your name. So much power in your name.
You
just because you said it, because your word says it, I believe it. I read it and I believe it. I read, I believe. I read, I act. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all you wonderful, amazing saints out there, may God love follow you all the day long. Right, Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we can get into this developing the God kind of love. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. That song, you said, I believe. You said, it is done. Amen, amen, praise God. Just I'd like to share a song from you. 5:1-2. From the King James. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Amen, amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, Father God. Thanking you for all those that have called in, all those that are listening by internet. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thanking you for our pastor as he be led by the Spirit, not only through the word of God, but also with songs as well, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we ask that you will bless all those that are dealing with some type of sickness or whatever it is they're going through. May they trust in you to know that you are the healer. For you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And so, Father God, help them to stand on the word, because the word of God tells us to trust in you with all of our heart. So may we do that, Father God. And then be with all those who are bereaved today. And Lord, we ask that you would touch them and give them a peace of mind, and that they will lean and depend on you during a time of sorrow, during a time of bereavement, Father God. We know you are in control, and so we just ask that something will be said to stir up inner man, inner woman, to lean and depend on you. Lord, we just thank you, Pastor, teach us this from development, the God kind of love, help us receive it in the lining of us, bless each and every one. No matter what they're going through, you're working on behalf. Thanking you for the healing. Thank you for deliverance. We're thanking you for all the things. Bless our pastor. He just works to receive it. All those that are listening by internet and all the listeners and those that participate. We thank you, Lord, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Appreciate that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are talking about trusting and believing in this love, the God kind of love, not any kind of love. Listen, brothers, when you think about trust, I kind of like get a little thing. If you believe in something, well, first let me get the scripture we're going to work with today. It's from 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16. You have to develop this kind of love, okay? So 1 John 4:16, it reads as thus. It says, and we know and believe the love that God hath to us, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. In the Message Bible, everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continually in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well, we've embraced it heart and soul, this love that comes from God. Amen.
I want you all to look at this. Not so much because the day of judgment is coming, but because of what he says here. He says, and we have known and believed. How do you know a thing unless you act on that thing? Now, they say, in other words, we act on it and believe. And it's saying believe. Believe is to act. The love that God had to us, the same God, love he's talking about in 1 John 3, he had bestowed upon us, same kind. God is love. And he that lives in love, you know, everything you do is about love. How you operate is about love. How I speak to you, Pastor Marilyn, it has to be by love. How I share my heartfelt things, Pastor Bell, it has to be about love.
Amen.
Listen, Brother Rodney. Listen, Brother Rodney, because I want you to hear this. You have to live in this stuff. It's no dip and dab and no just on Sunday. And don't take nothing personal, but it's not just on Sunday. This is your lifestyle, man. You don't know nothing else. That's what God is. God is love.
Yes,
he is. And he dwells in God. If you love, you dwell in love. That's what he said. You dwell in love, or you dwell in God. God is love. You dwell in it. You're living in love. Well, if I understand this correctly now, if you trust God, now, I'm going to be honest with you. If you truly trust God, the way I see it is that, I'll read you a couple of scriptures first, because, you know, Hezekiah had to trust the Lord. Hey, man, he operated in God's stuff. Remember 2 Kings? We'll go there for a moment. 2 Kings 18 and 30. See, I don't lose my place where I'm at, but I have to take you this to show it to you. That's in the word, you know, because if I make mention of it, I have to say it. Said, neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, the Lord surely delivered us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the kings of Asia.
Amen. From the Message Bible, don't let Hezekiah fool you. Don't let Hezekiah give you that line about trusting in God, telling you God will save us. This city will never be abandoned to the king of Assyria. Amen.
See, listen, brother and sister, you have to, you have to trust in God for yourself.
Amen.
I would love to help you, Evangelist Renee, I can't help you. You got to trust God for yourself. Just like over there in Psalm 4, it talks about offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. You have to do this. I can't do that for you. You have to put your trust in God. Me saying it doesn't help you. Please, time out. Me saying it doesn't help you. And let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says we're to trust in the Lord all time, at all times.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's over there in Psalms 62 and 8. You got to trust in the Lord at all times. Mm-hmm. And you guess what? You got to do it from the heart. You got to do it from the heart. And if you do that, the Bible says he'll increase it.
Amen.
Now, how good is that, huh? If you mm-hmm. trust in him. Okay.
Yes, gotta.
What John said over there in 2 John 1 and 12, because he had so much to tell them about the love of God and how they had to trust in it. He says, I have many things to write unto you. That's 2 John 1 and 12. 2 John 1 and 12. Having many things to write unto you, I would not have, let me start over, I'm sorry. Man, my mind is 511 places, so y'all excuse me. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that your joy may be filled.
Amen. Send a message, Bible. I have a lot more things to tell you, but I'd rather not use paper and ink. I hope to be there soon in person and have a heart-to-heart talk that will be far more satisfying to both you and me. Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you have to trust God. These brethren, they knew they were God's people. They trust him.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just always write it down, but they trust that the day will come where he'd speak person to person, one-on-one. That's the kind of trust I'm telling you about. You have to learn to walk in that kind of trust. That ain't something you do overnight. You have to learn. It's just like developing in the God kind of love. You got to be a doer of love. Got to believe in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you read 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us, or you put in you, God is love. See, he put the right stuff in you. And that's why the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit. See what's in you. But I wish I had time to really talk about that. One day I'm going to have to talk about that. Because people don't know how to try the spirit. They really see what's going on in them. You know, your mind can play tricks on you. Especially the God of this world. He'll have you thinking something that's not really in the Word of God. And don't act like you haven't did that before. Because I've done it before. But I'm going to talk about you. Let me talk about myself. Huh? I was believing one time that salvation was in the denomination. Quit preaching.
Mm.
Yeah.
Come
thought,
on now.
Because I belong to holiness church, I was going to be holy. See, you got to try the spirit by the spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
And the only way you can do that, you got to line it up with something. It has to
That's
be
right.
tried. See? You want to try gold? Get something real hot. Put it in there. We're going to see if it's gold or not.
Amen.
We're going to see if it's gold. We'll put it right up in there. Yeah. You find gold, put some fire to it. If it's gold, it ain't going to turn. You ain't got no word.
That's
but
right.
If it's not, and average, if somebody trying to get over, hell no, you can't do that. You ain't going to do that to my stuff. See?
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Bye. I don't want to buy. I'm good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See if you
have
the spirit and see what spirit living in you. That's your right.
Yeah.
Satan brought a lot of stuff to us. I'm telling you, he had me thinking, and I'm sorry, but I got to testify. He had me thinking one time that if I went to the building, that's what was going on. That was God. When I passed you, if I saved those people, that was my job. Lies. I didn't know any better. But I did, and I was taught until I decided, you know what, I'm going to let the Holy Ghost teach me. I'm going to stop the foolishness. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost teach me. And he going to show it to me right in the Word of God. And I won't need, it's just like I'm telling you about love. You know, man, I had man's kind of love. And God said, no, that's the world's love. That ain't me. They don't know me like that. See, God has to talk to you and tell you. He don't tell you the world don't know him. He'll just show it to you right in the Word of God. See?
Amen.
You believe in love. Simply meaning this, you act on it. When God shows you something in the Word, like when he say, lay down your life for your brother, he ain't playing.
That's
what
right.
You mean physically? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, God will raise you up. Remember Abraham had to take his son up there? Don't worry about it, boy. God got to sacrifice. Listen, brother, so stop playing. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to the word. Well, he don't literally mean that. Hey, they don't know. You operate in that. You try that. You trust him with that. Sometimes you got to trust him with a little bitty thing. Because when you talk about developing, can I say this to you? Can I say this to you? When you're thinking about development, I know somebody can help me with this one. When you talk about development, remember when you're a child, you put your hands out and you told them, say, come to mommy, come to daddy. I don't guess you said, call yourself that. I know you didn't say come to the faggot or come to the, Pastor, you're so vulgar. I can't help. I want you to see, I want you to see reality. Come to the gay boy. Come to the lesbian lady. I know. See, they ain't going to say that. Come to mommy.
That's right.
Come to daddy. Okay, let me get to the point. The point is this here. You put your hand out and you said come. And that baby, I'm talking about a baby trying to walk, 11 months old, 10 months. I think they're walking to 6 months now. But anyway, you put your hand out. And once they trust you that first time, you don't have no problem the second time.
Right.
Trust me.
That's right.
You don't have problem the second time. You ain't going to have to be as long. You ain't going to have to keep your hands out as long. When you said, come to mommy. They gonna jump to you right then, cause they know they can trust you. That's what I'm telling you about God's love. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about trusting His kind of love, the God kind of love. See, we're developing into that children like God. That's why they call us little children. So that's what the scripture's saying. You know, cause you tried it. You've been there, done that. You tried. You tried it. You need to know the way of the Lord. Job said he tried me. He wants you to come forth as pure gold.
Yes.
You can't come forth pure. And you don't know, that may be your opportunity to leave up out of here. God get ready to take you home, bring you home. But he got to make sure your heart is pure. He can
That's
trust
right.
you in heaven. He can trust you in heaven. He want to know you're going to walk in his love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your love is going to have to be what God does. Okay, let me see if you're going to walk in my love. Because he tried Abraham. Everybody God traded. Then he turned around and did something with him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, I don't know the list of folks, but Abraham is a good one. He tried.
Yes.
He tried Job.
Mm-hmm.
And he came forth as pure gold. Simply meaning when you put the heat on you, you've been tried. If you ain't had the heat put on you, you ain't been tried.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you stepping God's way or are you declining to step his way? Are you moving toward his love, his kind of love? Not just I love. No. And we've been talking about here recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
Right in 1 John 4 and 12. Are we trying that? The Bible says it's in you. God put it in you. And I'm going to tell you something. Here's a way you can start. And I know we was in the book of Acts the other day, but here's where you can start. You can start by confessing.
Yes.
What let me make it plain to you. Let's go to Romans 5 first. Romans 5 and 5. And then I want you to start confessing this. It's yours, brothers and sisters. Don't lose out. It's yours. It's your stuff, man. How you gonna let the enemy keep on stealing your stuff? You know, I'm so tired of the enemy stealing stuff from God's children. It just, I go out there and scream Christ's name to every sinner I find. They better not look like they. I mean, they better, I'm telling you. When I think about what Satan did to God, some of God's children, and then what he did to me. I mean, I know I can't pay him back. I ain't trying to. I'm moving forward. I just want him to know now. I want him to know now. I know now. You fooled me before, mm-hmm. but I know now. I've been tricked, but I know now. I know God ain't the building. God is love. I know what he is. He ain't a bunch of religious mm-hmm. stuff. He's love. That's what he is. I ain't trying to hear your butt. Keep your butts and set on them.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
For those that are hard of hearing, keep your butt. You know how they'll say butt this and butt this pastor. But no, keep your butt and sit on them. That's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. In Romans 5:5, he says, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, in our spirit, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, an alert ecstasy such as this, we're never left feeling short-changed. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously poured in through the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen.
Well,
thank you.
I may pick that up there tomorrow. I don't know, but I need to say this. The Lord allowed me to experience something yesterday. I had talked to Pastor Marilyn. And the Spirit said, ask her, what did she get out of the message? He told me, verbatim, almost everything we was talking about. At least she got a panorama view. Now, I'm telling you this because you don't know what day, especially if I know you're on the broadcast, you don't know what day I'm going to ask you what you got from the lesson. Because I don't want to be like that old religious thing I was in one time. Poor leader, oh, man, that man, no, he talked. He know he preached. And I'd be the holler and squall and all I know, I felt good. Now, what you learn? Did
right.
you learn
Amen.
About the Lord? I know Pastor. I know she on it. I'm talking about some of the people that don't Amen. Participate on into the broadcast, not engaging in Scripture with them. I'm going to ask you. So I just want you to know, be ready, because it's coming. I don't know what day, but after I talked with Pastor Marilyn yesterday, Lord said, hey, maybe I shouldn't, because she's a pastor, so maybe I shouldn't even ask her. But she was on it, but she gave me the idea that, hey, you know what? She didn't give me the idea. The Holy Spirit told me, because she don't even know this, unless she just found out me telling her. Maybe the Holy Ghost told her. But the Holy Spirit told me, say, hey, from every now and then, let the people know, you just might call on them. And you may ask them what they're talking about. Pastor,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, when you were
Amen.
In the traditional, you said, what did I teach you on? What did I teach you on?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All they can tell you is what the choir song.
That's
from
it.
Often in some other area, they can't remember what. Well, I don't want that. I don't want that. That's baby food. We doing meat here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just not meat here. This ain't no baby food. You may have to go somewhere else and get your baby food. I'm not being funny, but here you're going to get some meat here. This is a meat house
right here.
You're going to get the meat of the Word of God. As long as the Holy Ghost gives me the breath to teach you.
Praise God.
But anyway, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. Did I get that right, Pastor?
Yes, you did, Pastor. Amen.
So you all be ready for tomorrow.